Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So I said, yeah, aight, I'm gon' listen, aight. And she said, yeah, please, this is something I need. This show ain't rocket science, so maybe not be too deep. But every time that you're with me, feel so good. Yeah. Come on. Feel so good.
Yo, 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 what's going on, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Rod, man, and welcome to another episode of Sparking Conversation. Yo, this is the 30th episode. I know to a lot of people, they like, yo, that's still a young number. It really is, but, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be able to stay consistent. You know what I mean? I think for a lot of people, you know, once you start something, man, you know, people expect overnight success, and they don't know what it takes to, like, kind of keep going. Or just keep motivated, or have to motivate yourself a lot of times when it comes to the things that you do. So today was significant about saying, yo, that we graduating to another set of numbers. And this is the 30th episode. So definitely appreciate everybody that's been listening, especially on the audio version, man. I think that's super dope. All y'all that's been listening on the audio version of the podcast, been downloading all the streaming platforms where y'all stream y'all stuff. It's been leaking all over to the music, so I appreciate that too as well. But thankful, as always, how I start my show. I got to start my show with gratitude to all of y'all out there that take the time out to watch the playback or be live when we go live and listen to this, the audio version. So thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. It's been a lot going on this week, yo. Like, a lot of crazy shit been going on this week, yo. So we're going to get into a few things. Got to give it up to the sponsors, of course, Flixsters, y'all already know, 24-hour streaming service, content creators, everybody out there that feel like you got something to say, freedom of speech is being challenged on all these other platforms like Facebook, like YouTube. They really trying to censor people from telling the truth or telling their version of the truth. But when someone says something against them, they censor it. You know what I mean? So, I just think that at some point, everybody is going to want some type of freedom. You know, financial freedom is definitely should be on everybody's radar right now. The way AI is running through, it's going to be taking a lot of people's jobs. They got, even with the voiceovers, they got AI for voiceovers, man. They can make it sound like whoever they want to make it sound like, you know, and they can have them calling and answering questions and all that other stuff. So I'm telling people, I'm not a financial advisor. I have to say that. Do your own research for based on whatever you want to invest in. But I would, if I was y'all, you know, instead of buying all this designer corny shit or even a knockoff shit, because even if y'all walk around here with the fake Gucci bag for $50, you're going to put that $50 in a stock somewhere, you know what I'm saying, and let that bubble up. All I'm saying is that just pay attention to the signs, y'all. You know what I mean? It's a way that you guys can combat that right now while you got the upper hand. Versus you wait until it's too late. A lot of people wait till it's too late to try to figure out what to do, man. Put themselves in survival mode. It's time for us to get out of that particular scenario or that mindset is what I'm saying. So I don't know why I went there. But shout out to Flixsters, 24-hour streaming service. Y'all go check that out if that's something that y'all interested in. And make sure that y'all can have freedom and being creative, all right? we got to give it up to Jasper. I'm talking about artificial intelligence because at the end of the day, they're a sponsor of the show, but more so than not, it's something, like I said, people could research, use it to navigate right now, use it to learn how to make money with it right now. I'm saying to all the people that's out there, pay attention, man. I'm telling y'all, they're creating something that could be used by you to create your way, or that's going to replace you. It's kind of up to you how that thing keep moving forward, but it's a choice out there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all figure out which side of the coin y'all want to be on. I just want to make sure that on this platform, whenever we get together and we chop it up, that, you know, some type of motivation go out there to tell people, you know, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's going to be very, very different for a lot of people coming out here soon. Like we said a couple of shows ago, if they're replacing McDonald's workers, you know, I'm just telling y'all, everything else is on its way up. So pay attention, pay attention. All right, so what else? Oh, credit, everybody, gotcha. So a lot of y'all been hitting me up personally. I've been talking about business credit. A lot of artists and shit, like, I get that. So this is what I'm going to say to y'all, man. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. I would say do y'all research. But what I could do is help y'all out a little bit more. It's a link to a free ebook that explains the difference between personal credit and business credit and what's the benefits of having business credit. Each and every person out here, you can have a business credit. You can attain business credit, but you got to get an LLC. You know what I mean? So it just depends. You know, you got to find whatever you can and turn yourself into a business. I can't tell you what to do, but it just depends. Whatever you're doing, if you're an actor, you could become, use that to be an LLC. You know what I'm saying? Get that. I don't know if you're a model. I know a lot of y'all call yourself models. I understand that. You know what I mean? I don't know why, but I understand that. So for those of y'all that are, you know, LLC your modelness, you know what I'm saying? And be able to take advantage of the stuff, y'all. People that call themselves managers and agents and all these other things, these titles that y'all give each other whenever we networking and we in venues. You know, people be like, yo, we CEOs or whatever. And I'll be like, I bet. Yo, what's the name of your company? And be like, yo, it's so-and-so, so-and-so. And I go look it up. And it's like, yo, where y'all at? And they're like, oh, man, nah, we ain't do that yet. So all I'm saying is that it's whatever you do, there's a means for you. If you do anything that involves you trying to get to another level or anything that's artistic or you're a part of anything, that's something that you can create an LLC behind, write off all that shit, write off all your clothes, write off all your travel. You know, I mean, just take advantage of all the stuff that's out there. Like, why not? You know what I mean? So anyway, that's just my little tidbit for the day. Every time I get on here, you know what we do. We're gonna chop it up and we're gonna talk that real. But you know, I just wanted to throw that out there to y'all. So without further ado, I'm gonna bring my guest on. I got a couple of members of my crew in the building. Y'all know how we do. If I'm not interviewing nobody, I only have my crew on. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people want to get on these things because I understand, though, it's ego. A lot of ego involved in all this content creation. I know everybody be about themselves and maybe on this shit, like, you know what I'm saying, my and all that. I get that, yo, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, for the people that support you, you got to always make sure you leave room for them to be supported too. You know what I mean? And a lot of things that I do involving the content creation and shit, all the people that come, they sacrifice their time, they drive, they do all these other things to come, you know what I'm saying, and be a part of it. Even though it's for themselves as well, they still come and be a part of it based on the vision of mine. So, you know, we ain't going to be out here just throwing everybody on just because. You know how that go. I just chop it up with my team, yo. So y'all know who it is. Let me bring them on up, y'all. Y'all love them, too. Y'all love it.
We back.
Y'all already know. We had a couple of other people supposed to join us. Maybe they'll jump on in a little bit. I don't know where they at, but it's all love. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to it. They'll get on if they get on and shit, yo. So what's up with y'all, yo?
Ain't shit. Was waiting to light this, Jay. Some of some damn AI. I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, talk about it. Speak on it. What you don't know?
I feel like I know a lot. I'm actually looking into start learning, like, the basics of, like, machine learning and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand, you know, ChatGPT. I've been looking into, like, prompt engineering because that's a job that, you know, just came out like within the past year or so, you know. So
Right.
This is how I feel about it. I think it's a pretty useful tool. You can do a lot with it. Currently, right. you know, my husband and I is actually starting or actually started a business. Right now is everything is up and running and we just, you know, looking for investors, of course. But it's surrounded around AI. It's like an AI matchmaking system. I guess my issue is we as adults, we got to be dumb. Like I'm going to keep it a buck because to teach a machine to be free thinking and to be smarter than a fucking human.
I mean, it could definitely be looked at that way. You know what I'm saying? But what I also look at it as is like, it's as smart as the questions that we ask it.
No, so it's not.
This is what makes it. No, I'm saying based on how a person uses it. Yeah, it may be smarter overall, but the person that's using it, like if they don't ask the right questions or they don't know how to prompt, like you said, that for especially through the prompting, that is a real thing. Like people got to know how to speak to it in order to get exactly what you're looking for as far as how it can be useful where you can make money. And that's the part that people have to understand when it comes to AI. So I get where you're coming from. Yeah, it's smarter than whoever, but at the same time, the person that's using it, it's only as smart as you, the questions that you ask.
Nah, see, that let me know you ain't got your ear to the streets with AI. You ain't been hearing how AI been fabricating and taking people audios and videos, creating these, like creating videos and audios of people, like using their voice.
Right.
To like falsify, you know, it was one story I looked into. Somebody did it, try to hold or call and say that her daughter was kidnapped. Her daughter was on a ski trip. Her daughter's on a ski trip with the brother. They was out with the dad or somebody, and they was out on a ski trip. But somebody called the mom and had a real live video of her daughter's voice screaming, "Hey, mom, they got me kidnapped!" Like I'm talking about in a panicky state because she really thought her daughter was kidnapped, and hopefully it was somebody that was using AI. So I get it if you're looking at it in the sense of people that may not know how to use it, but you have to understand why it's being created. Now, I could create something and give you all the pros and cons, but ultimately, if I know why I'm creating it, it's more so to appease my end goal. And AI isn't, you know, here for people's like, hey, it's easier, it's new technology. That shit is dangerous. It's not even about perception.
Yeah. But we were speaking from ChatGPT, CJ. Mm-hmm. We wasn't speaking from like, yeah, you're right, because it's AI software that you can change. I said that in the monologue, you know, it's AI software they got out there that could change your voice and all that, mimic anybody voice. Joe Rogan had, there was a conversation that was out there between him and Graham Hancock that they never really had, but AI was the ones that had it for him. Yeah. And I seen the commercial that they used to market and promote it where they had like, not Brad Pitt. What's the other dude's name? One of the other actors and shit. They had him up there and he was Matt Damon. And then they had him going through different people's voices or whatever based on AI. So now you're right. It is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? But we were speaking from ChatGPT, I think, from that point. But no, artificial intelligence overall, if it's in the wrong hands, it could be used. It could be very dangerous. Right. Though, as a people, we understand that they create technology to try to outdo the spirituality that we have, right? So I would say that for everybody that's listening or whatever that will listen, yo, y'all really got to do y'all research about all of the things that's going on in the world of artificial intelligence. You know what I mean? Because on the other hand, like we're saying, you can use it to get money. And like CJ said, it could be used against you too. Or it can be used against other people or other things. Like, it don't matter. Like, if a person wants to really hurt you enough or, you know, now you got to figure out your people. Now you got to really learn your people. You know what I'm saying? Based on certain things. Because now, you know, some of y'all, they can create a whole text message, voice message thing for you. Put it in your voice and your ass ain't said none of that shit, yo. They want to get you hemmed up, yo.
You better start getting a safe word, you know.
Yo, you
I said the same yo, thing.
Listen, you gotta figure this shit out, yo. You're gonna have to figure out, you gotta know your people now. Now's the time for people to stop playing on the surface. Like, if you're around people, learn them, yo. just knowing how they talk and all that other shit ain't gonna be enough. You gotta know how they move, like what they will and will not do. Because I promise you, yo, some of y'all homes are gonna be broken up over AI. It's gonna be some little miserable chick on Instagram watching y'all post y'all, you know, a couple Saturday pictures and shit where y'all got the matching outfit. They're gonna pull up a couple of sites and boom, 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 and then bam, man, right in your little inbox and shit. You're gonna think it's real, yo. And your ass ain't even seen the first thing about AI. That's why we say, yo, y'all better go out here and figure this shit.
Look, that's not even my concern. Imagine me just sitting here minding my business. The boys busted through my door talking about you done held the bank up or you done robbed the bank. And whole T, I was just
you just hold money your business.
Minding my business.
Money your business.
Ain't got no money.
No money. You know what I mean? Not a dime. But they in your shit looking for it. Like, yo, listen, if you find it, please let me know.
Let me know.
Like, yo, what are y'all talking about? Y'all ain't got no cameras? So now you gotta, you know what I mean? So it's a fact. People better go out there and pay attention about artificial intelligence, y'all. I promise y'all. Because some of y'all going to get y'all feelings hurt. Some of y'all going to be out here jumping out of windows. And the shit going to be fake. And you're going to be really mad at yourself because people ain't going to be arguing with you. Like, yo, that wasn't me.
We heard it.
Oh, you, okay. All right.
Imagine. That,
I can't even argue with you. What they going to do, play it back? Like, damn, that do sound like me.
Yeah, you right? Go.
Huh?
They start thinking like, when the fuck did I say that shit?
Yeah, you said that? Like, when did I do that? Like, I ain't even.
Who was I talking to? Like, what?
All right, yo, all right, cool, man. I'll let that. All right, I have to just take that. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, that wasn't me, and I ain't about to stress out over no shit like that either. Like, long as it ain't like you said, CJ, somebody kicking in the door. Other than that,
yeah.
That's why I don't fuck with people. Like, you know, like on a negative vibe, like I don't, because now everybody can set you up now for anything now with this shit, y'all. You know what I mean? I saw one thing where you could get celebrities' voices.
Yeah.
So you could get Morgan Freeman fucked up out here, yo. Hey, yo, listen, he'd be indicted over some dumb shit. Somebody would use his voice. Next thing you know, he's a whole pedophile or something out here, man. You know what I mean? So, yo, I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, what else been going on with y'all during the week, man? Y'all got anything that's cooking on y'all radar, man? Because, you know, we seem to go off on the topics anyway. So, what's cooking on y'all radar, man? I know some shit been going on. Oh, I want to ask the people, man. I don't know. It's a couple people on live right now. Y'all normally jump on a little later on in the show, but I got the comments wide open. We want to talk about how people feel like, you know, nowadays, I saw a thing where they were saying that this new generation of kids is being raised by people who are pretty much soft. They're saying the parents nowadays that are raising these new children are pretty much soft. They are like letting the tablets and you know what I'm saying, the laptops and all that raise the kids and, you know, keeping them, their attention, keeping them occupied so they can stay quiet. And then they're not really, you know, raising them and the kids are coming off soft. So y'all both mothers. And I feel like, you know, in a lot of instances, in our community, the way that we discipline or the way that we speak to our children or the way that we do, the outside world will look at it like, oh my God, they're so abusive. But they have no idea that we're talking to a whole person that's been here 3,000 times already. Like,
seriously.
You can't be out here playing with them like that. You cannot be telling them to go stand in no corner.
No.
Like, what is that going to do? Like, listen, yo, no, you gotta prepare your children for the future. The future ain't out here like that. So I want to ask y'all, man, what do y'all think about people's opinions? I got some other shit that we're going to talk about too, but how do y'all feel about the opinions of people who say that the children are being raised soft because the parents are soft?
I guess my question is, because sometimes when you, like, people, I don't know why, got their own definition of shit, although it's literally textbook definitions of words. So what you mean by solve? Because,
well, the context that they were putting it in is that the kids have no desire to like, no hunger for nothing. Everything is being handed to them, especially when it comes to little boys being raised, right? The little boys have no drive. Like, very, very, very few of them are like, you know, getting into sports and stuff like it used to be. Like, you know, back in the day, you know, little boys wanted to be in, like, things like basketball, AAU, or football, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to do something. Now they're saying, like, you know, cats don't really want to do nothing now. They just want to be on them phones or be in whatever mix they could get in. And they're saying that now this is the generation of children who can't take no type of criticism. They're not being put to a standard. So, you know, it's a lot of people who are walking around. They got bad hygiene.
I mean,
very bad. No, this is what they say. You saying what?
I said, are they completely neglecting a kid, or like, how did, like?
No, I don't know. But you know, like, for the most part, when I get these topics to talk to y'all about, it's things that's been trending all week. And then in these trending topics, these are the main things that people are trying to pull with a takeaway from. And I can't really speak based on like the context. I can only give you their version of why they feel like they made these comments. And I wanted to ask y'all, because y'all are moms. You get what I'm saying? Now, this wasn't a single mom, single thing. This wasn't that type of conversation. It was just basically overall about how children are being raised nowadays. Like, they're saying that the children are being raised soft. Like, that they don't want to, you know, they have no desire to do more than whatever they feel like they're going to do. They said this too. A lot of parents are teaching their children how to be selfish. Like, they're not even working with their siblings like that when they got siblings and around them. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff that people are saying. Like, you be thinking, like, come on, like,
I see it too in like the mama drama groups on Facebook and shit. They be talking about shit like that.
And it's really a lot of people who feel this way. Like,
I think it depends on the generation that the parent grew up in. There has been some differences. I can definitely see, because I know there are some kids, maybe even some that are my daughter's age, but mostly ones that are a little bit younger than her. So their parents are probably younger than me. Like, some of them, they don't know how to parent. That's what it is. Or how we parented. Or how we were parented. And I think it went from, back in the day, it was like very extreme parenting. Ass whoopings were a lot different. Much more physical. Then, you know, it kind of trickled down. And so I think it kind of went the other way. And now some parents are real soft. And and they think that if you spank your kids that you don't know how to rationalize, and they put you down for it, and not knowing that some kids need an ass whooping. Like, that's facts. I'm not saying you need to go punch your kid in the face, but some kids, that's what they need for discipline. Sometimes just a talk to ain't gonna work for some kids, and you can't just sit there and put them in a corner somewhere and think it's gonna be okay. They need you to reach out and touch them physically for a second so they get their mind right. I try not to mom shame. If that works for your household, you do what you do, but don't talk shit about the way I do what I do, because I talk to my kids like they grown ass people. I never did the baby talk, because for what? Like, you need to know actual fucking words, so we gonna talk like regular fucking people. Well, that's why I got that thug in the house right now, because she knows too many goddamn words.
For your old gangster.
She knows too many goddamn words. So, there's a good and a bad to it. But I feel like whatever works in your house, keep it in your house, and don't come out and acting like somebody who does it differently is wrong for it.
Right. That's a good way to look at it. Don't mom shame other people. Yeah. Because in them groups, I mean, they be on it. They be just parent shaming. It don't even matter who it is. They be mad at the grandparents too, because you know,
yeah.
A lot of these kids being raised by their grandparents too, you know, and they be mad at them because the grandparents is 30. Yeah. Like, so you can't be mad at a grandparent that's 35. Like, you can't be mad at them. They still TikToking. The grandma TikToking. So how you gonna be mad at her because she telling you to come get your kid? Like, she ain't got time to be babysitting and all that other shit. So
no, she don't even know how to cook that good yet.
No. Oh. But she know how to TikTok. Yo, she know how to do the dance. Yo, she know how to. Yo, they know how to do it, yo. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just feel like you said, it just depends on the generation, yo. CJ, what you think about, yo? Because I know you got something, yo.
I think, well, because all of the points, like, I think ultimately what Tamika said was, like, correct, as far as people, like, not knowing how to parent. I think that most people, when they parent, and it's not just the generation that started with us or anything of that nature, I just think it's like a natural reaction. A lot of people parent out of trauma. Like, a lot of people know, or they look at it, whereas, you know, when they were younger and they were receiving those beatings, that, like, a lot of people don't know how to necessarily decipher disciplining and, like, beating the shit out your kid. Like, unfortunately, your mother or your father came home and they may have whooped your ass because they was having a bad day, but don't shame me if I'm whooping my child ass because he decided to go and, you know, do something that's completely out of the norm that he know that I won't allow. You just look at it all in all as, oh, you're beating him. To me, it's a little bit more depth. You have to understand. True. It's a little bit more depth. Now, I don't off bucks put my hands on my kids. Like, right. I say, a lot of people operate out of trauma. So when you come to, and I guess you kind of heal in a sense, I know it sounds so cliche because people just use these words loosely, but understand the context of what I'm saying. When you're healed, you know how to address everything appropriately. You don't have to whoop your ass off bucks when your kids do something, because like you stated, you got parent your child differently according to their personality or their behavior. You can't parent all your, you know, your kids the same.
Yeah. Right.
Being soft, I know, like, far as little boys and they, people, like, boys shouldn't cry. Woo, woo, woo. At the end of the day, I'm gonna teach mine how to have some sort of emotional intelligence and all four elements that consist of him having emotional intelligence, because nobody's gonna lift their foot off your neck as a black boy, as a little black boy. So I'm gonna make sure, you know, by all means, well, my daughter, you know, she a little bit scurrious, so I ain't gotta be hard on my daughter like I gotta be on my son. My son is the thug. My daughter, you know, she, you know, so I don't parent them the same. I'm not gonna, you know, go. I would start off them both the same, but I know how eventually it's going to elevate my son. He tries me. Like, that's just what it is. So sometimes, like, I got to, because I'm not that type of mom where I baby him. I don't do, nah, we ain't finna play none of that. And my daughter's a little bit different. Now, as far as them not being in the community, I feel like it's a bunch of different reasons as to why a lot of people pull their kids from the community sense. Like, whether it's environmental because of whatever be happening in a hood, maybe they don't have recreational centers in their, you know, neighborhood. Like, it could be a variety of things. Whereas now technology is raising these kids. Every generation, we all had something that transitioned far as, you know, right? Like, it shows in history. So right now, technology is the wave. Being a social media influencer or YouTuber, like my son, you know what I mean? That's the wave, because that's how most of these kids 20, 19, 18 is making millions of dollars. So yeah, when you ultimately have them sitting in front of a device, what you expecting? You gonna have them drawn for society because technology is treating them everything. Long story short, my whole thing is you gotta interact with your kids. When you engage with your kid and you talk to your kid, and even if you don't know what your kid like, try different shit. You may look at it as wasting money, but at the end of the day, you're investing in your kid, because your kid need to learn some type of skill outside of what they saying on YouTube or what they saying on these tablets. That's just what the fuck it is.
And that is a Fendi fact, because where it's going wrong at. And I think it's no balance. But that's just my opinion. Like, when I was reading these things, I was really thinking from it. I was looking at it from the standpoint of people who are actually dealing with other people. So look at it from this. You already know. You know a lot of the podcasts and stuff that go on. Most people do relationship podcasts, right? So in these type of conversations, they're either talking about dating, like a guy would be up there talking about dating a woman who got children, right? Vice versa. Women will talk about dating a guy who got children. And their interaction with their children is what be like turnoffs or, you know, all this other shit that people use as a means to separate themselves. You know how I go. People look for reasons anyway. But that is some of the things that come up when they judging other people's children. So based on the relationship that they're trying to create with the other adult. So they're looking at how that adult parents their children and they're saying, oh, no, I can't deal with this because, you know, I would have to say this or I would have to do this. She up here repeating herself 32 times for this kid to do something like pick up his shoes. And, you know, and then, you know, when you're thinking about from another standpoint, it's like, no, I'm not playing. Like, if I tell you pick up your shoes one time, that's what you do. So it's a whole lot of other things that go on when it comes to the way people view other people's parenting. That's why I say that people should mind their business. Like, if you ain't create the child with her or him or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And y'all ain't really in no situation like that, don't get up here and then try to diss them like that. Like, you know what I mean? You ain't even locked in with the other person like that. You went on a couple of dates. I don't know why you meeting the kids so quick. That's one of the things I be trying to figure out. Like,
I don't
Why are you meeting them already, yo? Like,
you know what y'all saying? Doing?
Like, what y'all doing out here? You shouldn't even be meeting no children. Yeah. Like, why is that even a thing for you? Like, yo, if you ain't got no sitter, you ain't got... Look, listen, nigga, you gonna have to figure it out another day. Like, you don't do that, yo. It's why. Like, it makes no sense. But anyway, that's what they doing out here, y'all. And then these are the type of conversations that they coming back and they talk about on these platforms. Like, everything is content.
I don't like that. I feel like, you know, podcasts give people the ability to voice their opinion. But if you're going to have a platform, like, you use that shit for something. Like, my whole thing is most of the podcasts, like you say, they talk about it's always relationship crap. People go up there, you bashing one gender and then you bashing this. My whole thing is what type of people you're attracting? Because as much as I be want to like agree with society, it's like I don't deal with the problems y'all deal with. So I'm really trying to figure out who you got yourself surrounded around, what atmosphere, the type of people, like, what is it? What is it? You complain about women, you complain about men, but these are the type of people you're attracting.
Yes. What is your energy like? Because that's what you're bringing in. Like, that's ugly. It's
Cat Williams said, people with ain't shit pussy attract ain't shit niggas.
That's the thing.
And they be really be looking for a vibe, but it's like my whole thing, you're peacocking. That's my husband say. Sometimes he say, oh, I see you peacocking. You know, it's just this little classy way of saying, you know, me showing off. You know how peacocks, when they're trying to attract another mate, they spread their joints,
right?
Exactly, to kind of show out, you know, they peacock. Right,
yo, just why you pick me, I got the most colors, I got the biggest spread, yo, you know, we get it.
I showed you the prettiest shit, now give me that punani, or give me that dang lang, like that's, so when you're advertising that, what type of people you think you finna attract?
But that's the thing. People don't want to take what they don't want to do is they don't want to take responsibility for their actions nowadays. Nowadays, everybody is justifiable by what they do because they go by how they feel, how they identify, and how they think, and their definition. These are the main things that people do to alter their reality. First of all, people take a word like blue and say to them it means gray. We got people all the time that'll take a word that you know the definition of the word, and they'll say, but to me, it means
but
this.
To me,
like,
no. Bitch, you don't give a fuck what it means. You don't give a fuck what people said. Like, fuck out of here. Just because your comprehension level ain't there, like, we not. Come on, that's the problem. Y'all want to be on your own different way. Webster Dictionary.
The definition is... this is it, not your version of what you think it means to you. And that's why a lot of people, this is how this thing, it goes this way, y'all. Because they feel like, you know, people feel like they can alternate reality based on how they think and feel. So when you say stuff to them like that, like you just said, what type of people are you attracting that you can have this much animosity that when you get on these platforms, this is what you talk about. First of all, as a man or as a woman, you shouldn't be nowhere meeting nobody's kids if you ain't even in that space to be locked in like that. Like, the children shouldn't even be a part of your conversation for you to be able to have this type of dialogue. And if you do, it got to be something that you have been in a relationship with. Then we can respect your opinion. You know what I mean? But a lot of these people are dating.
And barely that. Like, they just met.
They just right.
Fucked. Yeah, basically, even, that's low key.
Even that. And sometimes little man and little mama don't go to sleep right away.
Don't bite his raggedy ass over.
So, right. Yo, you, listen, son. You're going to have to try another day. Especially if you don't give the kid no Benadryl or nothing like that.
Right?
Not no motherfucking Benadryl. Yo.
Melatonin and Benadryl cocktail.
They go to sleep right where they at.
It's called
Stand it up. Right there, yo. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. When I was little, no, well, of course, when I got of age, I can't say that. But my mom told me. Well, the adults love to tell stories about when you were children and how they used to do us and shit like that, yo. So they had this conversation. I'm like, yeah. It was like, yo, you used to never go to sleep, yo. I used to be like, what you mean? I ain't never used to go to sleep. Like, nah, yo, we used to give you Benadryl. I'm like, what? I'm like, what you mean? They're like, yeah, nigga, you stay up all night, yo. I said, yo, we used to give you Benadryl, man, so you could go to sleep. And this is my aunts and shit and all them. They all agree. Like, hell yeah, we used to have to get Rara Benadryl. And I'm like, just because I didn't want to go to sleep, was I doing stuff to make me? They're like, nah, but you were just up looking. And we couldn't do certain shit in front of you because you were just sitting there looking. You know what?
That's so respectful. I can't even get mad at them. That's so respectful.
They was looking out for you. They were like, you too young to see this shit. Right. So you need to go to sleep.
But look, it'd be too, you know what the thing is? You know, it used to be the craziest thing. Because I used to be there so quiet, it was after they already done so much dumb shit that they realized, oh shit, they go rah-rah. Okay, yeah, we gotta get rid of him. They're like, yo, we gotta get rid of him. He done been out here 2 hours straight. He ain't said shit. He ain't moved, he just dead, man. He's seeing everything. Like, yo, they told me that. And I was like, Benadryl? They say, yeah, and in 10 minutes, you be bad. We just carry you to the back.
Oh, they wilded.
Yo, so I was like, yo, that's foul, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, but the good thing, the good thing was, you know, hey, I knew how to be in the spot. I ain't say shit. I just sitting there.
Okay, know how to hold water.
Just dead, yes. Just in the cut, chilling. I ain't saying nothing, yo. I'm watching them play spades. That's how I learned how to play spades, by just sitting there watching them, yo. Watching. And them sending me back and forth to the refrigerator for like beers and shit. You know, I was the runner. That's why they forgot. That's how I was so easy to forget, because I ain't even mind. They had music. Look, I was the DJ. I used to go change the record.
I'm finna call them right the fuck now, because what?
Yo, I was anything. And then when they started really thinking about it, they was like, well, damn, yeah, man, he gotta go to bed. He watching too much stuff, yo. I'm like, yo. But you know what I'm saying? But I just was like, dog, the way people used to parent back in the day to now is mad different.
Yeah.
Yo, when they told me that, I couldn't do nothing. I just had to take it, because, you know. What I'm gonna do? I can't get mad. Like, yo, y'all used to drug me. Like, yo, over the counter. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't want to say it, but
yo, they ain't even have to go see nobody in the alleyway.
No, no doctor, nothing.
Go to the store.
CVS.
They went right to the store. Like, hey, yo, we'll be right back. Give us about 20 minutes. We'll be right back. We got something for Rara.
Get a couple of those just to have in stock.
One spoon, you know, it used to be liquid back in the day. They ain't had no pills. They used to give that liquid. You know, one spoon, that should be nasty. Boom, bam. 10 minutes.
They still got it in liquid.
That shit crazy. But yo, parenting though, like I said, I think people got money business, unless you got really some type of investment in this scenario, where you can have something that, you know, that's valid for you to say. I just don't.
Or if you see somebody like really harming their kids, because there's a lot of people calling CPS for some bullshit, but But if you see somebody like people's elbowing their child in the middle of the street or some shit, like you need to call somebody. Like,
yeah, true. Now on that end, we can't mind our business when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of kids go through real abuse. You know what I mean? And so that's why it's such a thin line. Like when people be out here saying things, like it's a thin line because like you said earlier, CJ, some people be really beating their kids for no reason. They be drunk, had a bad day, or whatever, or the kid looked like the opposite person they really mad at, so they gonna beat the kid like they beating the person. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a lot that's going on, man. I mean, protect the kids, man. That's just, I guess that's the ultimate, you know what I'm saying, takeaway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I look at. Like, you gonna parent your kid how you parent your kid, because at the end of the day, I'm open and I'm understanding enough to know that each kid, depending on your personality, you got, you know, it's, that's just what it is. Human interaction, different personalities, you gotta address shit different ways. As long as you're not, don't, you know, beating your kids or abusing your kids, you know, verbally, physically,
neglecting
all that. I don't give a fuck. Other than that, if you have a hard time even disciplining and you are one of those parents where can't nobody tell you nothing, at the end of the day, you're gonna learn a sweet thing. I ain't gonna say nothing. It is what it is, Booski. Like,
I don't gotta be around you. I don't gotta be around you.
Because the streets gonna discipline.
I'll cut your kid out.
Snacks.
You know what I'm saying? The streets gonna discipline your kids if you don't.
Facts.
They would rather take it from you than to go out there in these streets and think that they could do what they may do at home, and it ain't going to work that way. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between a lot of, you know, people not really coming back home. I think it's important that people pay attention to their children, you know, learn as much about them as you can, allow them to develop their own personality and not make them be what you want them to be. Because, shit, you might be a little rapper, but your kid might want to build a whole fucking civilization, man. You can't be sitting up here talking about, nah, nigga, do these bars. Like, fuck that, yo. you got, if he want to do bars, he going to do it on his own. Like, if he that, you know what I'm saying? But let him do him, yo, because if he do become like a rocket scientist or something like that, man, you got to let him live, man, because it ain't corny. It's not corny that your kids don't have to do exactly what you do because this is something you do. If it's in you and it's in them, at some point it'll come out.
Yeah.
You just got, I think that's the worst part when people try to live through their children and shit, yo. I've seen that 1,001 times, man. Yeah. Like, son, yo, give it up, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Live. Your kid don't want to do that corny shit, man.
Nah, yo, that was fam, your dream.
Yeah, fam want to race cars. Take his ass to putt, you know, take his ass, ass to go kart, let him practice.
Hell yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Let him practice, yo. Stop playing, yo. Stop trying to give him a note back, no pad and pen, yo. Put a little mic in front of him to my, nah, nigga, you gonna rap me. What you want to eat? Rap it.
Write out 8 bars about it right,
right
now.
You ain't eating till you write these bars out. That ain't what you do, yo. It's corny, yo. But they got people out here really doing that, man. There was another thing that was trending this week too. They were talking about now this is pertaining, so I guess it was just meant for me to talk to y'all tonight, man. Because look, check this out. They had a thing going on where they were talking about women matching outfits with their sons. So that was another thing that was trending this week, too. They had a bunch of girls in their outfits, and they had their sons in the same outfit with the colors and everything. Look, check this out. One girl had the kid with the bag, and it was a boy, though.
With what? A bag?
The little bag, a like purse? The little...
A purse?
But the other joint. Not like the joint that I be wearing. I'm talking about the joints that they call...
The fanny packs? Like a little fanny pack?
No, it's called the thing that was on it was called a purse. What the hell is a purse?
It's a man purse.
Okay, so that's what the thing when they was on the pitch, they were showing it. That's what they were saying. It's like, look, they got little man got on a purse. But they showed a bunch of different pictures of women and their children, like with their sons, though, not their girl, not their daughters. I'm talking about just with their sons dressed alike, yo.
They got dresses on or something? Like, what's...
Nah, but just like...
Just the color scheme and pattern.
The whole like little, the... yeah, like that. Like, now, you know, some of them wasn't really bad. Like, I couldn't really... But then there was some of them that was like, yo, why would you tie his shirt like that? You know, or something like that. Like, nah, yo, don't do that. You know,
now, so, is she trying to feminize, like, if she's trying to present him in a feminine manner, I get the issue. But I mean, color skin, like, I guess if we both going out in a white tee, you know, flannel, you know, little, you know, shirt they be putting over, a white tee, some jeans and some Tims. I mean,
I think it's more because there's been a lot of shit going on too with just the relationship with some moms and their sons, that it's more like romantic in the way that the mom like romanticizes her son. I've been seeing this a lot too. So the way they speak about their son, and like, if you're not paying attention, you might think they're talking about another grown ass man, like their companion, but they're talking about their son,
like calling him like gay and shit.
It's like it's like emotional incest. That's what they were calling it, emotional incest, where they have this attachment to their child, like, and it's not. Some moms are like, oh, that's my son, it's my baby, and those are the moms that grow up to hate, you know, their son's future wives and shit.
Everything. They be the main one.
Because it's that attachment they have. Like, it's just not healthy. It's a very unhealthy attachment to their sons.
I get it. That's because I feel like some adults is like that in general. They do have an unhealthy obsession with their kids, you know, but just like I say, if it's not feminine, then I mean, I guess they are trying to make everybody in my name motherfucking business. I mean,
That's really what it is.
To pick at, like, I get it. If she's dressing him feminine, like, I get that 100% because he's a fucking boy at the end of the day. And in alliance to what you said, that makes sense. Like, he's a fucking boy at the end of the day, sweetheart. Like, you need to lighten it up a bit. But if it's just like a cut, like, just but. Some parents do got healthy obsession with their fucking kids. I find it quite weird, but
it is.
And you know the saddest part about that? They grow up. All right, so the boy grows up confused, right? Because now he looks for the approval of his mom for everything that he has going on. Now he brings girls around his mother. His mother don't like nobody because she like, yo, ain't nobody gonna take my son attention away from me and da 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 da. So I know they call these people mama's boys, right? That's what they call them. I know that's what they used to call them, right? And but then they start from there. So you got to think about it. You know, a lot of women who are really possessive over their sons, a lot of times when they grow up, they have a hard time. Them dudes have a hard time, like, really getting in relationships.
They get a hard time just finding a woman to please them because their mom can do everything but fuck them. Essentially. That's really all it is. Like, that, it's really just unhealthy because nobody can love you like your mom can, period. And when she's attaching all that extra emotion to it, where that's supposed to be for your significant other, right, then what? All the only thing a bitch can give you is pussy. Like, at the end of the day, because your mom's in here giving you everything, cooking your food, washing your clothes, washing your ass.
Pretty much, right? And, I'm like, nah, and it's God, so God. Weird. That, but yeah, it's weird though. Like, I don't. Maybe because I didn't have the privilege of, you know, having my mother and me didn't have that type of relationship. You know what I mean? I wish we do have a closer relationship, but as far as like being in that particular space, it still would be weird for me to really have to go through my mom for everything. Like, when it comes to that. It's like, yo, like, you gotta relax. You ain't get it all right either, huh? Like, let's think about this. You know what I'm saying? You don't like my dad at all. Shit, I just happen to be... You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a product of that. So, like, listen, now, look, you didn't make a good choice either. I just happened to come through. You know what I'm saying? you let fam get one in that night. You know what I mean? Shit, let's be real. You know what I mean? So, nah, but, you know, at the end of the day, people are dealing with that. And it's the cycle is not being broken. You know how we be saying, like, you know, you be thinking, like, how things are played out. And then they may come back later, like the dances or the haircuts or... even the style of clothes, like once they pop in, they go away, and then they may come back later on, retro or some shit like that. But this particular behavior is still going on. So they're equating the way that the moms are dressing with their sons to actually leading them into the whole thing that becomes what we are talking about now, where they become a mama's boy. You don't agree, do you?
I don't agree because see, one thing I don't like, you have to understand, when something is so broken and so like in shambles, so many, you have to understand there's so many different reasons that's contributing to this one thing. Because if it was just one solution, really think about it. If it was just really one solution, where people really do that one solution, it should work. It should be a no-brainer. It should be a 100% chance that if you were to correct this one behavior, that this is going to fix the result. And it's never like that. Because at the end of the day, we don't even know if these people, like if these moms with their sons have their dad in the picture. We're just trying to judge based off of some shit that's on social media, because we want to do what's called confirmation bias. You got to understand, it's always different shit. We don't know if the father in the house or not. And if he's not, we don't understand the reason why. And we can't take our situation, what we think, about your situation, because shit don't never pan out the same. You think you know what the fuck all because of what you went through, when in reality, you got a shitload of factors that's contributing to it. And one of them factors may be the reason why X, Y, and Z is going on. So I really can't say that. I think people be bored as shit. I think when people be mad, and I'm gonna be honest, because it be days where I be mad and I go on social media and I be looking at people post and I just be hating, not hating like at pictures, because if you look good, you look good. But you know, when some people write certain posts, I'm looking at it and I'm making a negative comment. That's what I'll say. I won't say I'm hating. I'm just always making a comment about the shit. Comments, they ain't even got nothing to do with me, but because I'm feeling pissed off that day, I'm sitting here and I'm making comments about people, about people post. And I have to find myself getting off of social media and actually, you know, checking myself, because at the end of the day, it don't matter how you feel. What you're not about to do is go on somebody posting shit on their day, because if somebody did that shit to you, you'll be in your bag. So shut the, how I talk to other people is how I talk to myself. So I really feel like people be really getting on social media, maybe having pissy ass days and shit, and they just want to state their fucking opinion, or because they feeling start based off some shit, they want to state their opinion. Like, that shit ain't got shit to do with shit. Like, I can see how you can link it, but at the end of the day, that shit ain't got shit to do with shit.
Right? I don't even really see how they could link it. I think, like you said, it's just reaching for content.
Yeah, exactly. It's just trying because to put something together.
That's it, because it gives us a means to have content, talking about they dumbass for making up this as content, right? So it helps out all the way around the board. But for the most part, people do too much, you know how they say people be pocket watching? People be too much timeline watching. Like, you got to mind your business. Like, that's why I don't post, like, listen, I don't post no personal stuff on none of these social media apps, man, because that's the thing. People be out here scavenging for stuff, man, you know what I mean? And then just to be able to use it as a means to bring something up, because me personally, I don't really care what a person do with their children when it comes to dressing and styling and all that other stuff. If you want to dress like your son or whatever, cool, do that, man. Like, I don't got nothing to do with that, because at the end of the day, all that to me, it shows me that, you know, your son will learn how to coordinate. You know what I'm saying? If that's something that he's going to grow up to do when he gets older, he'll see that, yo, me and my mom used to do this. We was dope. So me and you, we gonna figure out. You never know. It could turn into something totally on a positive. It don't have to be negative. But me, I agree with you, CJ. Y'all mind y'all business, man. Stop looking at people's stuff, trying to find a means to find out if there's something wrong or not. Because we don't know if they wrong or not. Yet, is there such thing as mama boys out there? Yeah.
Of course.
But definitely the road to mama being that, to him, to treat him that. We don't know how that started. We definitely don't know if it started over no damn pictures and matching outfits. We can't say that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I agree with y'all on that, man. I feel like people got to find some other shit to kind of really have to talk about, man. There's so much real shit going on out here for you to be judging somebody over the way that they dress with their kids.
That's why they kids be on social media, because they be on social media all the time. You can't engage with your kid because your ass engage on social media. Like, fuck out of here. Social
right, media, true.
Like, if you interact with people out in the real world, baby, you'll have some real fucking social skills. Like, come on, your kid would too.
Yeah.
Like,
right, yeah. Right, right. Get outside, man. Get out the house, yo. If you get out the house, you won't see that. Or if you get out the house, you might see that the dad in the picture too. You might see that the dad be dressing like with his daughter.
Right.
You don't know. If you get out the house, it's just that the dad ain't posting pictures and shit like that because that ain't what he do. You know what I'm saying? So you see the women post pictures all the time about shit like that. You can expect that. You know what I mean? But dudes don't always be posting pictures like you, me, and Lil Man. Like, yo, what? What do we get for that? Oh, yeah. a black man in his kid's life. Hooray. Like, you know what I mean? They already don't expect us to be in our children's life anyway. So we don't got to prove to people by taking pictures. We don't do no dumb shit. Like, I don't see a lot of dudes doing that. I'm saying there are people who take pictures with their kids. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying to you is that in the same context, the way women do, men don't do that. So you can't see that. But if you go out in public, you'll see it all the time. Dudes be dressed with just like the same colors that their daughters got on. The dudes be having that on.
Yeah, dudes be going hard for their daughters.
Look, like, go to fucking go to damn like, Frankie's. Go
I
to
got
Frankie's
two daughters,
or some shit.
They dad
right.
go hard.
Yeah.
Listen, when people be complaining about like how they kids' father don't be in their life, I'm like, it's nowhere in hell he ain't show a sign of deadbeat them before. Like, baby, my mind active.
Yes. Listen, my oldest daughter's father lives in Texas. He be her last day of school. Her plane ticket is for the next day. Like, she
bring me my baby now.
Yes.
Listen,
on it every year.
Listen, I'm telling y'all, they be out here be selling people dreams, thinking that dudes don't be wanting to be in their kids' life. They crazy. And be on a thing where, especially when they got daughters, these dudes be going out for their daughters, man. They will definitely go all the way out for their daughters. Don't second guess them at all. These dudes be out here wearing pink and all other kind of shit with their daughters, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be thinking that it's a game out here, yo. I think what it is, like I said, you know, dudes just don't do a lot of pictures and stuff like that. But for the most part, they don't need to get it twisted, man. Dudes go out for their daughters, man, like all the way out.
Back.
When they in their daughters' lives, they go all the way out for their daughters. They go out for their boys, too. You know what I'm saying? But it's something about them girls when you know, it's a little bit different. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit different. You know what I mean? Is. So we, you know, it's a whole nother mindset when it comes to them girls, man. So, I think people just need to mind their business. I think that's the overall takeaway that I could take away from that. You know what I'm saying?
Stay in your lane. Stay in your motherfucking lane.
Stop doing that. Stop paying attention to other people's shit on social media, man. That shit corny, yo. It is. It's super corny, yo. Because if you think about it, how many times do people have a bad day? Sometimes they might vent, they might go up there and they might drop some shit. And the next thing you know, people are diagnosed your ass with, you need a counselor.
Back.
Yo, you back.
You had a bad 5 minutes, yo.
You had a bad five minutes. Yo, I'm good.
For real.
Yo, you ready to commit me and shit? Yeah, now you want to check on me? I've been posting
authorities
all
at the house.
Saying,
right.
Shit, yo.
Everybody calling your phone.
Yeah, you
bitch, I heard from you.
Yeah,
I don't post shit. I don't really post that much. Like, I'm not the type of person that posts my location, my pictures, and none of that shit in real time. I take pictures and post some shit days later, weeks later, sometimes months later. I had your ass taken on one place when I'm like, people put too much into social media, and you will really fuck your head up trying to keep up with mine.
Listen, look, check this out. CJ, look, nigga, we putting up pictures. It be on a boat. And at that moment, them niggas be at work.
Right. I'm at work.
Like, look,
at the computer.
Look. They be on your joint like, why you ain't telling me you at?
Why you ain't tell me?
Cafeteria, yo.
Man,
you're finished, yo.
Don't
ask me no dumb shit.
I'm
at the
crib and shit, eating Doritos.
Yo, yeah. I'm on lunch.
I'm bored.
Yeah. I'll never let y'all know where I'm at. Yo, what's wrong with you, man? Right. This ain't show off city, yo. Yeah, right. I might show you I've been there, but not while I'm there.
While I'm there? Crazy.
People be so quick to do that, too, man. Yo, just to show. But I ain't gonna lie, I appreciate people who show their food. Oh my God. When they go to certain places and they show the food, and then they show the name of the place, mental note. I'm definitely going in. So I appreciate that. I don't know if y'all there right then and there or not. I don't know. But I'm just saying, y'all keep posting that food, y'all. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. And leave your review. How did you like it?
Okay. Exactly. I need that in my life, y'all. Because some of this shit be looking like you ain't supposed to eat it. It looks so good. You be like, yo, okay, that's what y'all doing? Like, all right, so let me say this, yo. I haven't been to Vegas. I mean, shameful, I haven't been to Vegas.
Me neither.
Y'all haven't?
No, man. Let me not even go there. Don't even do that. That's not the moral of the story. I don't even want you to eat us like that because, yes, I got to get there. But listen, so I saw this video. All right, so it's a $60 drink, which is one drink. But the shit is like, you know how people make the fish bowls? It's that big, but the shit got smoke and fog and all kind of shit leaking from it. Like it's crazy, y'all. It's $60 for this one drink. It got like 8 liquors in there, yo.
Wow.
One drink.
And it'll hold about 5 people. I ain't even gonna hold you. That's definitely not something you could drink by yourself. I had one. Listen.
CJ, yo. She said I had.
You cannot
drink it by yourself? You can't drink it by yourself?
No.
Really? Yo, it looked like you're not supposed to drink it by yourself, though. Well, I ain't gonna lie.
You can drink it by yourself? Take me to the hotel. If that's something you can do, on your arm, I'm taking you straight to the hotel because what?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to sleep.
Yeah. It's time to wrap that shit up, B.
Wrap it up.
One drink, though. I'm sitting up here saying to myself, like, yo, people be out there experiencing this type of scenario like that.
Vegas lit
like that, yo. Like, I was just like, yo, who gonna. $65 for a drink, I get it. You know what I mean? You out of town, I'ma try it. But when I saw the joint, you know the words come up. They said 8 different alcohols. I said, ooh, 8.
I'm gonna eat a few people. Waving people over.
Get a straw.
When I'm in Vegas, see, this is the reason why I don't I thought it was Oprah in Vegas, y'all. This is the reason why at the time when I was drinking like that, I was out there buying everything. Like, I'm gonna buy you this and you. Like, when I mean, let me tell y'all, it be lit. When I mean, it be worth it. When you really think it's like, shit, I could never go out there. No, when you're planning to go on a trip like that, you better make sure your funds are up. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
When you go to the West Coast, have money. Period.
Don't even go over there half-stepping. Don't go over there half-stepping.
That's how
I went to LA.
Half-stepping. Right. Like, no.
Don't even play with it.
No. Yeah. I went to Miami, too. You better have... Listen.
Yeah.
I see why y'all be seeing the shit that be trending when girls be talking about like how they be their friendships be, you know, after a trip to Miami. Like they don't be friends with their friends.
They don't be friends with their friends no more after Miami, y'all.
No, and you know what? For a second, I couldn't really figure it out. So I jumped down a rabbit hole like my nosy ass gonna do. And I'm like, well, what's the reason why? And I guess one thing I did hear before. You may be a 10 where you live at, but you're not a 10 in Miami.
Nah.
And a lot of people depending on their looks for people out there to like pay for them shit. Like, I ain't trying to be funny, and I'm just gonna be real with myself. I know I can go to any club here, back home in the city, like no matter where, and I know a motherfucker, I can run a tab up in a motherfucker and a palm pan. Boom, did it before. But when I went to maybe because I went with my husband too, but going to Miami, I know good and damn well that shit not finna happen because I may be cute, but I'm not Miami cute. That's just what
it is.
You have to understand Miami is internationally.
Yeah.
You got people from all over coming in. And you know how people do, you know, colorism, da da da, all this other shit. They want to be with the most foreign, baddest, big Barbie doll, body built bitches. Like, so it's bitches there. And motherfuckers real life be going out there thinking they're going to run a bag up, selling a cooch to get them what they're going to need for the trip and be assed out and then be mad.
Mm-hmm. Be up there broke. So they go down there broke. They go down there just enough to get there, thinking that they're going to maneuver while they out there. And then
they don't take enough money out there at all. You going out there thinking that $500 is going to suffice. Ma'am, what?
Yeah. No,
I have a few $1,000s going out there my damn self.
And then food and all that, and then you trying to go to everything, and then you paying your way because ain't nobody letting you in and none of that. Yo, that is crazy. And then now they homegirl won't give them no money because only a couple of them bought enough. So then that's why they not friends no more. But still, I don't understand. So what makes them not be friends no more after those, C-Double?
Because you have to understand, and this is when you really go to take trips with people, you really understand the type of person they are and their characteristics. Like, you start to view shit differently. You don't look at shit because, oh, that's just how they is. You start to see how they move, and you see you more close and you more intimate. So you see shit that you wouldn't normally see on a regular basis. Like, if we go anywhere, you know, my homegirl ain't got no money. I don't know particularly how you getting your bread to get what you get, because I don't pay attention to that. I just know by the end of whatever we doing, you got your money, I got my money, and we going out to eat. I mean, we going out to do what we doing. But we go to Miami, and we all stand there, and now we're all planning. We're all trying to figure out where everybody's pockets at. We're trying to do X, Y, and Z, and you said, I ain't got enough money, or B, you know, it's these niggas that, you know, you just start to really see people's true.
Gotcha. When you go out of town.
Yeah, you do. You do. Gotcha. So
and you're with them all the whole time you're on vacation. So that might be more hours in a day you ever spent with them.
Than you would when y'all just hanging out back around the way. When y'all just
go out at night, you go to the club. You ain't even talking to this simple bitch. And you realize she can't even put a sentence together when you get to Miami and shit. And you're with this dumb bitch in another city.
That's crazy. I did not know that it was a thing that they were going on trips and then as friends and coming back. They ain't friends no more. You know, that is crazy because that's something we're talking about. That's a whole movie right there, yo. For real. Because, you know, you got to think about this, though, y'all. You know how many girls' trips pop up on timelines? Like, in all of these places, type in a hashtag. Hashtag Puerto Rico. Hashtag Jamaica. Hashtag any of these things. And you're going to see it's a bunch of girls' trips going on. And then when they get back, ain't none of them friends no more. That's crazy.
I'm happy on my girls' trips. I'm still friends with all the girls I've been on girls' trips with. But see,
you got to think about it, too. I think it's a certain standard, though, that people attract. Would y'all agree, like, as women, do y'all attract a certain standard of friend?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, so I think that makes a total difference. And, like you said, the way y'all trips may go versus... You know, some of these other people, they attract. I don't know how that works, but I think a standard of friend is a little bit different when it comes to y'all. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I think it's two people, their definition of friend, it just ain't what it should be. They don't know what the fuck. They just calling everybody friend. Hey, friend. Bitch, you don't know her. You do not know her, and she will kill you in your sleep. Like, you need to be careful. Like, you know.
So when they go on these trips, they be going with these large amount of people and shit. I don't move with no more than two or three people. I don't need all that. It's too many. First of all, as a female, when we are planning trips, you know you're dealing with a certain type. Because when I plan a trip, I make sure that whoever I'm inviting, their personalities is not going to clash. Now, because everybody who I know how I work, they don't get offended if, you know, I'm planning something and they don't necessarily get invited. Because at the end of the day, I'm looking out for the best interest of y'all, because I had friends at different points in my life. Whereas I know that if I was to put certain people around each other, they just not going to clash that well. And that's just what the fuck it is. So when you go on and you're taking a trip and it's 80, y'all.
And three of them got beef.
So exactly.
The other two girls,
they came together. The other ones don't even want to deal with the other five. Like, it's too much going. It's too many coochies in one room, or too many coochies. It's too much. It's too much.
So floating around and shit. I can't.
Yo, that is crazy. Like, you would think
planned it accordingly.
You would think the way that that is like a trend, like that's a thing. Girls trip this, that, and the third. That wouldn't be the, I don't know. That wouldn't be the case. That's dope. Because you know what? Because dudes don't go through all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at
y'all
all.
Y'all not emotional. You guys
It has nothing to do with that.
I disagree.
What you mean, yo?
I think they show emotions different, though. That's the thing, too. Females, well, our hormones are all over the place.
Only thing we deal with, like, if a person who can't control their alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing that gets a little bit extra when it comes to dudes. Like, we can't go nowhere with a person who can't control the alcohol, because you'll say something to somebody thinking that we just because we all there together, but you done got knocked out already because you drunk. So you sleep. You thinking that we got your back, but you ain't got nobody back. You on your back because you brave. You know what I'm saying? Because you drunk and you like, yo, I got 8 dudes, you know, we, but you sleep because you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody come to your rescue. We had to come and pick you up. But then you know what I'm saying? But by the time you remember, you know what's
starting.
You
want to be on his thought and shit. Like,
yeah. Like, you know you can't fight, yo. Like, you should
don't be the ones too.
No, always the dudes that can't fight always can't control their liquor.
Same thing with girls, though. Same thing with girls. There be a lot of, not all of them, but I know a lot of girls. They like, now you know you should have shut the fuck up somewhere.
Yeah, you know, sure they don't know you like that, yo. You can't do, and that's another thing. So with dudes, that's the only thing you got to worry about mostly is, you know, if they can handle their liquor or not. And at that point, you know, like, yeah, that's the only thing that makes it, like, really difficult. And, like, yo, fam, I can't go nowhere with this guy ever again. You know what I mean? But other than that, I don't really hear too many stories like that. But until y'all said something, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, but well, outside of what we was talking about earlier, you know what I mean? But not to the point where they don't be friends no more.
Yeah, I was going to Jamaica and I seen that happened. It was these girls out there and they were 4 o'clock in the morning out there hollering, yelling, arguing, fighting because one girl or whatever went out there out to we was in Montego Bay. Well, Treyway is where we was at, but right outside of Montego Bay. But they went into Montego Bay and I guess she ain't have enough money and the currency in JMD is different than USD. Yeah. And baby, but I mean, they was out there going at it. Like, one of the girls called her travel agent and was like, "Get me a motherfucking flight to," like, when I mean shit. And they was arguing for hours
damn.
At the resort, and it was dumb ass quiet. So it was just echoing, and it's just all mad. All people did was came out, and what the people
I would have had a blunt and just been listening. Like, and then what happened?
Because
I'm nosy as fuck.
Yo, that's so crazy. And you be thinking, like, yo, it ain't even, you know what I mean? Because of the way that they show stuff. That's why I tell people, you know, like you said earlier, social media is fake. Y'all got to stop living vicariously through social media, man. You know, find something that interests you if you can. You know, try to stick with that or whatever. Connect with your people if that's what you're going to do. But other than that, it'd be fake, yo. Don't even do it. Because we had no idea. Like that be going on, then you be wondering why whenever people, and then you think about it, that's why people's spots be blown up. They get back, now the relationship fucked up because somebody done called somebody on somebody. You see how that shit
get real petty. Like,
like I ain't even think about that.
You was all up on this nigga at the club.
And you know it's so crazy.
They be hating bitches too. Like,
really? Yo, that's crazy. I just thought about that too. That's fucking crazy, yo.
Shit's wild.
You
gotta be more careful.
I mean, I think the takeaway from this conversation, like y'all said earlier, is that don't use the term friend loosely.
Nah.
If a person really your friend, be sure that they are really your friend. Other than that, they not your friend, y'all. You get along, y'all might be cool or whatever, but you know, respect go a long way. If you really friends with somebody, you're going to respect them.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't get the competition thing, but I do get respect. Yeah. Like, that's your friend, you're gonna respect them, yo. You're not gonna do nothing that's gonna jeopardize that respect. Like, yo, I respect you, you know, you respect, you know, that's mutual, man. That's not something that you you got to question if that's your friend. It's other people that really be acting like y'all cool, and then, you know.
Hopefully that bitch don't even like you and she plotting to fuck your man and be the next stepmommy to your son. Girl, man.
Yeah.
They be on it, y'all.
Too many times.
Y'all, they be on it, y'all.
Shit happened to me.
Listen.
Shit happened to me.
We're going to have to talk about that on the next show. Like, look, on the next show, we're going to have to go in on a couple other things. I don't really like to do no relationship type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, the only reason why I say that is because there's too much of it going on out there. It's content. Everybody got a relationship platform.
You know what? Right? I think that if we were to do something, because I can't speak. A lot of the content that's out there, I don't really speak from that point of view. So I personally would think it would be interesting because you have to understand you have a different caliber of people that will be on a panel. They'll be able to pitch their opinion. So, and we also got a habit, not of like necessarily checking each other, but I mean, I'm gonna feel free to correct you real quick because I get what you're saying, but it's because of X, Y, and Z type shit. So, I mean,
well, that's because we all got a different relationship, you know what I'm saying? So we could do that. Like, we don't have I don't know. A lot of people, I guess, when they get up on these things, they just be ready to go at it, but we don't have that type of relationship. We all be in a situation where we might say stuff to each other and we come right on back around because it ain't personal. And I think a lot of people don't know how to do that. So that's why I'm saying on the next show, we might could talk about a couple of things that have been coming up because, you know, it's been a shortage, yo. Right now, we're not going to do that, but we could bring it up because it's been a shortage of children, man. Like, they're talking about the way the population is going and all that is because a lot of people are using all kinds of excuses that they can and not to reproduce. But I think that, like we said about the peacock earlier, like, even in nature, you know, men had to particularly prove themselves to certain, you know, in order to be able to mate with women. Mate selection is what I think we should talk about. Like, we should be really talking about why people are not using mate selection. I know everybody want to get married and they want to do all this other shit, but you can marry somebody, but that doesn't mean you're supposed to have kids. We got to understand, like, yo, it's certain things about people that are not supposed to be brought back through. We gotta realize certain things. Everybody shouldn't be able to just have a kid if they want to. I think mate selection is important. I think it's something that we should talk about because in nature they don't get it wrong. So I think that if we went back to practicing mate selection in whatever context that we could talk about that, I think that would be dope. You know what I'm saying? To talk about from that standpoint. Because, you know, in relationships, people are not willing to talk about what's going to work. They're going to talk about what the hell is wrong and what ain't going to work and what the fuck this person doing and that person. And I don't want to hear all that corny shit, yo. We don't even be talking about shit like, yo, you know what? I know we talked about this last time, CJ, when we had a conversation. We were talking about, yo, y'all gotta do better with picking who the fuck y'all had kids with.
Yo! Because they be like, what? I wish I could pick my baby daddy. Bitch, you did.
What you
like,
did?
Let me tell you. Pick that nigga.
Like, I done heard so many stories. I done heard bitches even say, like, how they met their baby father, and I literally be astounded. Like, when niggas can real life walk up to a female and say, I want you to have my baby. And you all literally beat cheeks, and then you end up, like, this is real life.
Right.
Yeah.
What? Like, nah, that it's happened.
It's
no,
wild.
You dead ass. You know it happened. Like, so we gonna do that on the next show because you know that's a topic because you know I've been thinking about that for a while. I wanted to do a show on mate selection and how you know that is just as important as people are saying or what they looking for and all this other stuff. You know, everybody's standard list that they got. You know what I'm saying? But is this a person that that you can reproduce with? Yeah, you might could stomach little things here and there enough for you to even get married, but can you have a kid?
No, like, fuck no. I'm not even gonna make that type of commitment. Why the fuck am I gonna marry you? Whereas we literally gotta go through some shit.
But to
you
break
know
up.
What, CJ? It happens every day though. We know because you know how much people do. You know, they get used to a scenario or they look at it like, oh, this is, and they just do the shit. Like, look, I'll be as transparent as possible. You know what I'm saying? But you know how people do. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're gonna chop that up.
And to me, I don't even know how people do it. Like, I'm not giving you my cootie cat. If you can't fuck my mind, you're not finna fuck my pussy. I'm my cootie cat.
But that's the you know what? But that's the most important part. Like, you are really wilding right now, but that's the most important portion of what you're saying. That's what we were saying earlier. Like, why is that not the thing for just the standard going, you know?
If I don't want to, if I know I would never have kids by you, I would never even have sex with you. Even if it's just like a physical, if I know I would never have kids, I would never do anything to tie our life together, I won't even have sex with you. What the fuck do people be thinking?
I don't know. But that's why we're going to talk about it. Because look, we see it every day. It's like 300 podcast shows. It ain't that many, but it's about that much. This is what they be talking about. I'm like, yo, but you pick, even for me, when I think about the things that I've gone through being a dad, it's my fault. I have to look at me. I have to say, yo, you the one that got, you the one that did what you did with this person, right? You can't, yeah, this is the outcome. Yeah, it may not be your fault. Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, you got to deal with this. But you did this.
Had a hand in it. Yeah.
You played your part, and this is what came from the repercussions of your part. So you're going to have to
consequences. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Go through it. Keep it in perspective, Rod. You know, your part was weird, so you can't walk around here playing a victim. So I can't be a victim, even though I'm going through real life shit when it comes down to it. You know what I mean? But I can't play the victim because of the part that I played. And coming to that realization, it's a hard pill to swallow because we know that it's certain things that are just not deserving. But when you play a part in what happens, you got to just take accountability of the part you played, yo. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got to deal with that. You know what I mean? So I can speak from a place of saying, like, yo, I know that I don't appreciate my own experiences, but I know I was a part of the reason why I have to experience it, yo. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are not willing to say that or even to put themselves in a position where they could say, yo, they always want to blame another person. So that's why I feel like mate selection is important. We got to talk about it. I failed at it. Not saying that I failed at whatever happens when it comes to the children themselves, but mate selection is very important. And I should have paid more attention to that on my own. It's myself. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's why it's going to be dope for us to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So next show, next week, for all y'all that are listening and watching right now, y'all already know we're going to talk about it next week. So y'all better make sure y'all come on back and check us out. Salute to all of y'all that jumped on live. There's a bunch of y'all that jumped in and out. I appreciate y'all. At least that's what it shows on that, and y'all jump in and out. So it's dope. So before we go, y'all got anything y'all want to tell the people real quick? You know, what y'all got going on? Anything coming up y'all want to tell the people?
No, that's not like social media. I don't tell nobody my business in real time.
You got real issues, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about my business because I need the money. Yo, check me out on Facebook. Follow me. It's my full fucking name. What my mama named me right there. I got some new journals that are coming out. I got some new gadgets that I'm making on the 3D printer.
Yeah.
That shit's about to be dope. So, yeah.
Y'all get with her on these journals, man. Y'all know our life is going in a way where we need to start writing it out. You know, sometimes that's your therapy, man. If you get it out of you. Just get it out of you, yo. Oh, man, you'll feel so much better. You keep repeating that in your mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like we said, y'all, appreciate all y'all for jumping on. I appreciate all y'all that's going to listen to the audio version of this. Thank you all. Thank y'all to all the sponsors of the show and to everybody else that always comment and always hit me up on another end and be like, yo, Rob, appreciate the kind of conversations y'all have because y'all don't be up there talking crazy. And they like the energy of you know, the crew. Y'all, when y'all come on, man, they like how y'all go back and forth. They like how they like, you know, Kev always saying something left. It's just a lot of things that go along with it, man, you know, that it's really dope. And people are starting to pay attention. And then, you know, as long as we stay consistent, y'all will be successful. You know how that goes.
Hey.
All right. Well, y'all know how it is, man. Until next time, man. Next week, y'all know how we doing. Next Tuesday, 8 p.m., we'll be back on it. We'll be back on it. You know, we're going to be talking about meat selection. We're probably going to get into a whole bunch of other shit because that's just what we do. But meat selection. How important is meat selection, y'all? How important is it? Y'all act like it ain't important at all no more. Y'all just somebody looks and they money or whatever. Y'all just what y'all doing and y'all copying and pasting and then shit. You know what I'm saying? Your kid come out like a whole fucking devil and you don't know why. Because the person that you let do that was a whole serial killer when they was a kid. They just got medicine. You ain't know that they got medicine.
You ain't even know they was crazy.
No, they just take their medicine. You ain't know that. Y'all don't live together yet, so you ain't went to the medicine cabinet to see what perclazoid is. I don't know what the fuck that is, but you know, it sounds like, sound like something. You got to Google real quick. Like, hold on. Hold
right. On.
Is that two E's or three?
Right, like, right. Right. Hey, this motherfucker is schizophrenic. Oh, wait a minute, yo.
And now you mad
because you mad because your little kid came out killing a cat. You had like eight right. cats, and you didn't know how they died.
Now you gotta lock that little nigga up and shit.
Yeah, or you gotta get him some proclazoid or some shit like that. Yeah, you gotta match his father, man, because you ain't even know. You know what I'm saying? Mate selection is so important, yo. We gotta get into it, yeah.
Yes.
All right, y'all. So until next week, yo, double salute to all y'all out there, man. It's a Spartan Conversation. I'm your boy, Rob Warren, man. It's the crew, yo. We'll see y'all next week, man, for real. Peace.